Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
Oh.
You thought it was Megan, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, she's a little bit more sass in her voice. Could you do it with more sass? Like a little.
And I'm just. No, it sounds like I'm being racist. No.
Yes. Yeah, because it sounded a little Miss Doubtfire ish. Could we.
It's just me. It's just Megan.
Oh man, that was for my enjoyment only. So
dude. Make me dollar, darling, please.
Dinner is served. And welcome to the show. This week we're reviewing Megan 2.0. As always, I will give us the plot in 5 words. Then we'll go to a deep spoiler analysis. But John, if you want to catch any of our work, that's not Mrs. Doubtfire impressions.
Unfortunately, sorry. But let us know in the comments if you want.
Yeah, we could do a live reading of Mrs. Doubtfire as a yeah. Patreon goal in the future if you'd like.
I gotta get my kids back. Sally Field, like to play in her field.
Oh, that's my Sally Field. Like,
ah, that's who she is most of the movie, right?
Which, like, Ray Firestein.
Yeah, that's really good. Be gentle with her. Like, talk about an all-star cast.
Dude, for reals, yeah, that was a banger.
And also, the older you get, the more you really start to side with Sally Field. You're like, God damn, she's trying her best. That sucks.
Really,
you watch it when it first came out, you're like, wow, she sucks. She's a horrible person. Like, no, she's trying to keep it together.
Yeah, that was... I gotta rewatch it. It's been a while. But you want to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice.
And the reason we brought up Mrs. Doubtfire is because we reviewed Tales from the Dark Side, starring Matthew Lawrence.
Who comes out in
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Not as good looking as Paul D.
It's true.
Not Paul Lee. Paul D, our friend. No last names. Paul D. he's still slinging rocks. Go check out his Instagram.
Yeah. Go check out Emily and Dom and Paul.
No last names. No.
At the Faceted Fern on Instagram.
Alrighty. Megan 2.0. I was surprised you. Well, I mean, I think you suggested this as a watch, but from what I can recall, when we reviewed the first Megan, you weren't as high as in it.
Warm on it.
Yeah, yeah, as me. I think I liked it more.
I didn't hate it. I was like, that was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really. Were you flashing your book? That's all. Oh. Go space.
Because I'm getting ready to do the 5 words.
Oh yeah. We have to do that too. But yeah. So why don't we just get right over to that? John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny. 5 words. Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
For Megan 2.0, coming in at number 5, an AI love letter.
It's very pro AI. That was a twist. That is a good turn.
We got to learn to live with it. I'm like, all right, propaganda machine.
Did you hear about
the AI make this movie?
Not to detract again, but that Chris Pratt movie he made. Mercy is pro AI or
Electric
something.
State, right? Yeah, the one with Millie Bobby Brown, right?
Mercy State. It's called Mercy. It just came out on Amazon.
Oh.
And it's like pro AI propaganda because, you know, Alexa or whatever.
Oh, the one where he's in one spot the entire time, right?
Yes, he's being judged for his crimes. I don't know the extent of it. I don't know. Saw
Chris Pratt stop being.
Yeah, it's been like a decade. So, yeah. All right. Number 2.
Coming in at number 2 for Megan 2.0. Obviously, it was that guy.
Painfully that guy. Yeah.
And coming in at number 1 for Megan 2.0, the Meganator 2.0 Judgment Day.
The Meganator. Very apropos. I'm so glad you put that there because that.
Yeah.
Striking.
Thinking it wasn't. Yeah.
Striking similarities.
Because this movie is basically the second act on of Terminator 2 Judgment Day. It is essentially literally that part, just that movie.
Yes. Since you've Inception, you totally laced that idea that it's T2. I'm seeing all the parallels now.
Yeah.
All the parallels.
they skipped the whole beginning part, kind of, and then just went straight into like buddy buddy.
Yes. Okay. What are your overall thoughts, first thoughts here?
I really liked it. Even though it was pretty pro AI, I was like, this movie is like fun. That's why I had a hard time saying it's not really a horror movie, but it's like a really fun action movie.
Okay, yeah.
They're teetering on like being like a Terminator meets Fast and the Furious now.
And what, like cameos?
It's kind of being like, it's a lot more fantastical now and just lighthearted. It's just like fun.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I think I wasn't expecting this, because the first movie was a little heavy-handed on like the drama, I feel like.
Okay, fair. That was definitely Child's Play / Good Son, the first movie.
Oh, the first one, yeah.
Yes, the first one. Okay, I think this movie has like first act problems. I think it was a little, I think they leaned into, well, I'll say this. I think I like the first movie because it was very self-contained. It's about, you know, somebody who has this tragedy and she gets stuck with this kid, Gemma, Allison Williams character. And then she's like an inventor. So she makes like a doll, but the doll ends up pretty bad. It's like pretty self-contained, small scale story, which I think worked with moments that were really funny, really well done. So those are the aspects I liked. And I feel like this first act was like, they've decided to just lean way too hard into the comedy up front.
Yeah.
Because we're dealing with like, oh, it's the end of the world, and this is like, there's like this really like paper thin end of the world, you know.
That's what I mean about like it's very Fast and the Furious now, where they're like the stakes are high, but so are the writers, so it's gonna be funny.
Well, I feel like the comedy settled in as the second and third act.
That's especially totally towards fair.
The
end. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more when I would say the latter half of this movie I think is better accomplished than the first part of this movie. I just didn't, it was just so unnerving to just be like, why are we here? Why are we in this government thing? And who is this other killing robot or whatever? Because,
yeah, what's the Amy, right?
Yeah, something like that. Or Emily, or I don't remember, some shit like that.
Amelia.
There we go. Those aspects of it, I was just like, this is like leaning too hard into the absurd, the comedy, and the stakes are preposterous. They're so ridiculous. And so none of the comedy was really landing.
Because that's what the stakes are, Orlando. AI is going to take over the world. And nobody seems to care. Our president's too busy using it to make horribly racist fucking memes.
Yeah, that's very true. I did like the return of, I thought her name was Caddy, but it's Kathy, right? Or something like that. The main actress is basically the same little girl from the first movie. She's in this movie.
Oh, Caddy,
there you go.
With a D, so Caddy, I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, I liked her little like reintroduction. Didn't care for the sort of like, oh, I'm talking to my therapist, I'm going to catch everybody up. This is like the plot dump of like what's been going on since the last movie. I didn't care for that. Nor did I care, not kind of jumping around, but I didn't care either that her room had the Thing poster. I felt like that's not the type of movie she would be into, but it's more of just like this weird after the fact thing.
She is in a martial arts, so maybe.
Well, wouldn't it make more sense if she had like Steven Seagal or Van Damme? She has a picture of him in her locker, hilariously.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're right. They should kill her off. I'm just kidding.
We should just stop putting the Thing, Evil Dead posters in kids' bedroom, because it's clearly not a regular thing. Yeah. So.
No. Yeah. Have some courage, you fucking cowards. Put up a original Black Christmas poster. Right.
I think it's that those plot elements. Oh, the thing I was going to ask you. Was the cop that's in this movie, was he the same cop that was in the first movie?
I don't remember. I don't think so, though, right?
He felt like...
Tim Sharp's character, right?
Yes. Was he... I could not wrap my head around. He felt like a character who I don't remember was in the other movie. He seemed very out of place. So. He just, as a character, he seemed very out of place. He was like...
I think he was just... That's why he was in the cold open, I think, just to introduce all the new characters.
Right.
I don't think he was somebody that came back.
Here's a spicy take. I'll give you a spicy take. not the biggest fan of Jermaine Clement.
Oh.
I don't think he's that funny. I think he has a shtick, one shtick, and he does. That's all he does.
Yeah, kind of. But, I mean, it works for him, right? He's just a very sarcastic guy. I feel like he's like a nerdy guy that happens to be, you know, attractive enough to attractive just keep enough. Going.
For, like, British attractive? Yeah. What are you... What isn't are you saying that I'm not saying?
Isn't he a Kiwi? Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Oh, well, what's his...
Yeah, but Taika Waititi and... which Flight of the Conchords is coming back, I think.
Oh, I never got into that show. Did that surprise you?
No.
Did that surprise you?
Not really, no.
Okay, fair. I feel like, to varying degrees. I've liked him in other stuff. It's just like when you've asked him to do, we're going to bring... him on and do his little like shtick. It's like it just didn't fit into this movie.
I'd argue he didn't even do the shtick in this one. He kind of played the character straight until right before he was gonna die. I felt like
when he's introduced, just like it's kind of like
snarky
a funny
asshole. Yeah,
yeah, but it's kind of like, in my opinion, it was played more for laughs. Like he's sitting in this very chair and he has all these like devices and like it's like, oh, I'm taking a picture of you. I'm doing this. That it's like a comedic.
Oh, I did think that was actually pretty funny though. I'm wondering how hard it was for the other actors to react to that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, where he's just like talking to somebody and he's just looking around, which is like very close to happening in real life too, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just felt like the first act of this movie was just like all over the place tonally. And it's really trying to like, it had a hard time establishing like, what is this movie going to be about? Like, you know, it definitely had like summer action movies setup. Where it's just like, we're just going to throw a bunch of stuff. The world's at stake. This is the MacGuffin they're going to chase. And these are the bad guys. And these are the good guys. And how do they entangle? You know, I don't know. I was very, very bored.
It. Just kidding.
No, yeah, I that's fine. I mean, I understand.
The only, it's just kind of hard to see Brian Jordan Alvarez and stuff now.
Oh, what's his deal?
Well, I really liked him in The English Teacher, but he got me too because he made a short film.
I think I heard
with some other actor that he kind of coerced into. He fellatiated this other actor against his will for a short film he was producing and writing, and tried to like write it off like, no, it's for the movie.
Oh, like real life?
Yeah, like this other actor like kept quiet about it for a while, and then I think it was like really eating away at him, and he finally said it, and now he's kind of, that's why they canceled English Teacher.
Oh yeah, they canceled English.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's why MAGA's America wants to you can't cancel English.
I did not know that. I didn't realize the same guy. I remember something like that, but I didn't realize that it was connected. So I can definitely see your reservations, and very mature of you to look past it and have fun with this movie.
Yeah. So. And no choice. I needed to. I love Terminator 2. So
yeah. We should get into
like,
that.
Once I settled into like, this is Terminator 2, I was like, I like this movie now.
Yeah, we should get into that. You made a great point. How are these plots similar?
Skynet is about to become self-aware.
Okay.
The offspring of our main character is very close to what was previously the bad guy in the first movie, and that was like their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that was the idea, but I think the way the story played out and the way it ended up being written, it became more about Gemma, Allison Williams' character, coming to terms with the fact that she's never going to be the type of mother she wants to be. She can only be as good as she can be.
Right.
And that Megan was ultimately her failure to try to be a better parent, even though it was kind of thrown at her, and it's not her fault.
Okay.
I feel like that's what the relationship really was, right? At the end was Gemma and Megan becoming close.
Yes. I kind of felt like Gemma's arc was that she was trying to, because of what happened in the first movie, she was trying to put preventative things and underestimate, I'm going to say her name wrong, Caddy, whatever the fuck her name is.
Katie.
It just throws me off because it's spelled with the C. I don't know why I look at it and I'm like, I want to say Caddy, but Katie. That she's underestimating her and tries to like overprotect her, which is why she did this whole like, she's like anti-AI and anti like
Well, she doesn't technology. Understand that AI is here to help you. It's your friend. Love AI.
Please sponsor us, Amazon.
Please scan our voices and our likenesses and make your own thing without our permission.
Yeah, please. Oh, we talk about Amazon or Disney? I don't know.
Same.
Same. Yeah, so I thought that was fine for what it was, you know? They kind of pay off that arc at the end. What I hate the most is that, like, hate's too strong of a word. What I dislike the most about this movie is that Megan was the bad person and they totally flipped her into the good person. Even though she's still, there's like, of course, a level of distrust. There was no, she's part of the team, you know, she's never portrays
they,
them
they
again.
Did do a good job of, like, they didn't have a choice when they find out that she's been making a bunker, and because her whole objective was to keep Katie safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how she knows everything about everyone, including Gemma's porn history.
Yeah.
She's like, this guy's not your type. Like, how do you know what my type is? And she's like, wait, you see everything? And then when she puts the sort of like inhibitor on her so she doesn't kill people, and later they're talking and Megan has this like really insightful opinion on Gemma and her being a parent, how it's not her fault. Mm-hmm. And she starts singing her favorite song to her. And I thought that was really fucking funny.
Yeah.
10 stars.
10 stars. And then we also have the character Christian, or what do they call Christian?
Christian. I forgot. I forgot. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a spoiler.
Nothing. It's a spoiler.
Yeah, but it's just so pretty obvious.
It's so obvious. The minute you meet this character, where it's going. Like, I kind of figured out the plot. I was like, oh, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then when they do this thing, this is going to happen. And then we're going to find out this at the end. Like, it was pretty, pretty obvious the way it was.
Pretty, yeah, very, maybe I'm missing somebody before him, but very, like, Lex Luthor is a prototype for a lot of villains now.
Right, yeah. I actually like this actor. He was in this really small movie. I had never seen him before. Maybe I saw him on Silicon Valley, but I don't remember him. But he did Molly and Max in the Future, which I thoroughly enjoyed as a rom-com. He's really good in that. He's really good in that movie. Wasn't a fan of him in this, but
not really. No.
Yeah.
I guess he was on Saturday Night Live for a season.
Okay. Yeah. That's a show I don't keep up with. I mean, yeah, I try to see stuff, clips here and there, but yeah.
God, what's her face? I can't believe what's her face, Scientologist. Doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any other thoughts about the movie before we move on to spoilers?
What else is there? Oh, there are some things where, like, how they're still continuing to make technology to improve quality of life. Like, oh, what if you're disabled? You can use this exoskeleton. And it's just like how when our bad guy later reveals, like, you're even making prototypes for, like, super soldier suits. I'm like, how could you not have seen that?
I wasn't a fan of them going to the AI fest or whatever the fuck this was. Expo or whatever.
Yeah, because I wanted to be there, yeah.
Yeah, well, if it's AI, why were there so many people there?
Or were there?
Oh.
That's why it was so easy to pinpoint where everybody was that was alive, because they're like, oh, they're not.
Shouldn't it have just been like a Zoom call that hurt?
Yeah, and there weren't enough fedoras.
No, there weren't enough futuristic outfits at this AI festival either.
And like, give us a fucking break. Where was all the sex stuff?
True.
I feel like that'd be a big part of it.
Well, this movie was rated PG-13, so.
So there was potential.
There was potential for a lot of AI girlfriend jokes and, you know, robot, sex robot jokes that were left just dangling there, like low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, PG-13.
Yep.
Get what you get.
That's what you get.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into spoilers. Who's the bad guy, John?
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers. Christian is a bad guy.
Hey.
It's pretty obvious when he first shows up at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only twist. I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than you think Megan dies, but of course she doesn't. I mean,
the Amelie character, or robot, is not actually a robot. It's actually it's not AI robot. It's actually something Christian is controlling. It's like,
yes.
That's like one of the...
Until the very end when Katie... Man, it was tough. Her logic was dumb. Like, oh, Megan might still be in there. I'm like, if this is the Megan from before, that's going to be the Megan that kills everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what ends up happening, right? She uploads Megan's old personality into Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Amelia is still in there too, so it's just like a self-aware, now it's AI.
Right, yeah.
and then tries to get some sort of like super chip, which is, this is where I'm saying is very Fast and Furious, because there's like it's exact same plot point in like the last two movies.
Yeah, this is like a weird one, right? Because it's like, oh, they made a chip with AI in it and didn't know what it was, so it learned, and there was these, they put it in cleaning robots, and the robots killed the people because they solved the problem.
Which is like ridiculous, right? Like, why would they do that when obviously everybody's seen the movie Small Soldiers and they know what the horrors of AI chips and toys are?
Right? Clearly, they've seen. Well, maybe they haven't seen Small Soldiers.
Then they don't deserve to be making technology.
Fair. That's fair. I agree.
How could you not have seen
Preaching to the Choir
making movies starring David Cross?
Yeah, that aspect of it is just like, ugh, okay, this is just another thing we have to get through.
That's where I'm saying it's like very Lex Luthor-y, where the intent is supposed to be good for humanity, but making it very like, we got to cause the end of the world for people to want to save the world.
I just don't understand why, if it's an old technology, how is it learning still? Like that part, that explanation, like if it's released, it will learn everything and then duplicate itself all over the internet and shut down the whole Skynet? Whatever is Skynet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it would Skynet the world. That part didn't make sense to me. And I started questioning, like, how powerful is this chip? Why is it something like this that was made so long ago so powerful?
And I guess he was also collecting stuff that was super dangerous and AI driven, right?
Right. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's real smart to keep it in the same room, but
I feel like they killed the prime minister of
China.
Like, nobody batted an eye. We never revisited that ever.
Nobody cares.
He just sort of died, and then that was it. We moved on.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I will give it. That's where I'm like, I think the actor, he fucking did that thing in that short movie that he made. But when he comes out, Christian's like, nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna believe you. As soon as, you know, this goes away, I'm gonna kill you. Blah blah blah. He's like, oh yeah, I wonder what the UN has to say about that. He has a laptop because he was doing a Zoom call with the UN, and it's just like buffering. And he's like, "What? Oh, shit."
See that moment? Yeah, that moment worked. I felt like the jokes got better towards the end.
Yeah,
a little punchier.
I think when the pacing really picked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoyed it more.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. Okay. Well, any other thoughts?
They stop him, and Megan stops Amelia because Gemma had put a fail safe in her arm that had an EMP chip in it or something, bomb.
Right.
And then the end is like just kind of wrapping up loose ends and how Gemma's like, we should learn to live with AI.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, not liking this part, but okay.
Okay, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Who produced this movie? How there was some sort of thing. They really try to push this, like, if you make a machine to make paperclips, it will destroy the world because it'll make too many paperclips.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
The paperclip theory that Christian had, and then how at the end we have, and it's funny because this is one of our first sort of AI tools, was the Microsoft paperclip thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's there trying to help.
Was it Clippy? Clippy.
Yeah, whatever. Trying to help Gemma. And then I was like, all right, this is where Megan comes back. And then they're just like talking and chit-chatting, like, you know, I'm like, all right, I like this. This is fun.
You like AI as long as they pretty it up and they put
Steven Spielberg's AI. Yep.
Oh, Steven Spielberg's AI. Isn't he coming out with an AI movie? He's coming out with some AI movie, isn't he?
Another one? Or like
Steven Spielberg? Discouraged Day, or what is it? I don't remember.
Discouraged Day.
I don't remember. It's Disgrace Day, D-Day. I don't fucking know. He's coming, whatever the fuck he's coming out with this year.
Is it a sequel to AI?
No. That was Stanley Kubrick's unfinished movie. He finished.
And made it perfect.
Perfect. No, it's fuck, bro. You're going to look it up because it's bothering me now.
Oh, Gremlins 3. No, Disclosure Day.
Disclosure Day. Thank you. Yes.
Did he direct it? Yeah, he did direct it.
He did direct it. Emily Blunt. Rotate the Blunt. He's back.
Oh, that's right. I did see a preview to this. So if you want us to review this movie, because I consider Alien Invasions horror, let us know in the comments below.
You could consider Alien Invasions horror?
We did review what is it, the one where it was really, really good, the like social pariah who
no, I thought you were talking about Sputnik. That's
no one will believe you, no one believes you.
Oh yes, but that was a horror movie.
No one will save you.
Yeah, Excellent.
But that's also an alien invasion movie.
Yes, but it's more of a haunted house movie, would you say that? With aliens instead of ghosts or creatures? Deadites? It's more of a haunted house movie. Okay, we're just splitting hairs here. We're mixing genres. Okay. Do you have any thoughts for the movie?
No, I think I'm ready to rate it.
All right. That's my only. How many sexy spooky bones will you give me? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you know. Show us your sexy spooky bones.
No, wait, don't do that. Just rate the movie. Pains me to say it's got to be 2.0 because it's in the title of the movie. No, I'm going to give Megan 2.0, 7.5 sexy spooky bones.
Wow, you really like this movie. I'm surprised. Yeah. I think you just had fun with it, right?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. Yeah.
Okay. I did not. That's a surprise. I'll give it a 3. Oh, okay. I'll give it a 3. I honestly prefer the first one. Not that there isn't things to like about this movie. It wasn't a consistent amount of fun throughout the movie.
Okay.
So, when I want to watch fun, I put on Steven Spielberg's Schindler's List. Whatever.
Steven Spielberg's AI, artificial intelligence. Haley Joel Osment.
It's a Pinocchio story. Did you get it?
Yeah. It's Steven Spielberg's AI starring Chris Rock.
And Jude Law is a sex robot.
Like one scene where he's a robot and he gets thrown into the derby or whatever.
That's as Kubrick intended. He's a huge Chris Rock fan. Everybody knows.
Kubrick was like, all right, I'll let one black person in this movie.
You're the first black person I've ever met.
He's just like, I love you in Rush Hour. And he's like, that wasn't me.
Big Mama's House. I love that movie. He's like, I'm not that guy either. So oh, man. That's amazing. Kubrick.
Kubrick, well-known racist.
Well, I mean, he's very insulated world. He lived in very controlled, insulated world, just like his. Not a lot of black people. Did he have any black people? Just off the top of my head, I couldn't think of one.
Crazy? The Shining.
Dies. But that's not even an original work of his.
No.
But I bet you, if he could, he would have changed that character white or something.
Maybe. Which, by the way, everybody, we don't actually know if he was racist. We're just speculating.
Not even racist. I just like that he just is like, I've never met a black person before. I'm going to put Chris Rock in my movie.
God, not even a Full Metal Jacket, right? I don't think.
I'd have to double check. There was a minor character.
Eight ball, like one.
Okay, yeah. So we're wrong. It's good. I'm glad we're proving us wrong.
He lets one person of color in each movie.
Every 5 years. I think there was one black guy in Eyes Wide Shut.
That's what I was trying to remember. I just couldn't remember.
Pretty sure there might have been.
Definitely not a part of the cult, though, thing, right?
No, God, no.
And that is Megan 2.0.
Okay, we've detoured too far. We're in the woods. All righty. How do you end this show? I'm just thinking, maybe I should cut all that part out about Kubrick.
They want to know now. They want to know. Just thanks for listening, guys and gals and non-binary pals. And
as always,
you have to do it now.
Thank you for reminding me how to end the show.
No, you have to say stay spooky now because I already said it.
Stay spooky.
Damn it, it's better than me.
We could
listen next week. Bye. Mm-hmm.